The coronavirus pandemic has upended many of life's rituals, and it's also upended how we handle death. From hospital visitation restrictions to funeral services, social distancing has forced us to reimagine how we mourn the loss of a loved one. This morning, WBUR's Miriam Wasser brings us the story of one family dealing with this.
Debbie Cantor Sternin and her two sisters grew up in Queens. Their parents, Erwin and Gloria Cantor, were active in their local synagogue.
That was their thing, being Jewish and identifying as Jewish culturally, identifying as Jewish religiously, the whole thing.
Cantor Sternin says her mother kept a kosher household up until the day a few years ago that she moved into a nursing home in Massachusetts. The family chose the location because it was close to one of Cantor Sternin's sisters. Cantor Sternin's mother had dementia, and last fall, a few months before the coronavirus was on anyone's radar, her health took a turn for the worse. Also around that time, Cantor Sternin came down with a bad case of bronchitis.
So I couldn't see my mom in the fall because I was too sick. And then as she began to die, you know, the pandemic started to accelerate. So I couldn't see her, which was very painful, very painful.
Cantor Sternin says she called every day and asked the hospice nurse to put her on speakerphone so she could talk to her mother.
On the day of her death, I said, you know, I think she's waiting for us. And so I told her, I said, Mom, you have to stop waiting. I said, we can't come. Lots of people are sick. So whenever you're ready, it's okay for you to just go to sleep. She died within 5 hours of that phone call.
It was mid-March. By then, many states were prohibiting large gatherings and advising against interstate travel. So with one sister in Colorado and Cantor Sternin in New Jersey, their third sister decided to live stream the graveside funeral from Massachusetts. Cantor Sternin and her husband watched on their computer.
Everybody spread apart. It's just my sister and her husband at the graveside and a couple of people, you know, spread apart distantly. And the rabbi was saying some prayers.
Later that night, the family logged on to Zoom for a virtual Shiva service. The word Shiva means seven in Hebrew, and it refers to the 7 days of mourning people observe after a loved one dies. In normal times, friends and family gather at someone's house. But during the pandemic, that's just not possible.
My sister ran a virtual Shiva. Her objective was, let's share stories about Mom. Let's share stories about Gloria.
Cantor Sternin talked about how as a child, she thought her mother was a movie star because she always looked so pretty. And one of her nephews recalled a bunch of grandma-isms, strange phrases she'd dole out that became inside jokes for the family. They all laughed that night. It felt good, Cantor Sternin says, better than she expected.
These are the familiar things that people do, you know, not just because it's written, but because it provides structure in your mourning and in your time of loss, and it provides comfort.
Even so, Cantor Sternin says she just couldn't shake this feeling of guilt. So a few days after the funeral, she called her rabbi.
I asked, Rabbi, do you think my mother will ever forgive, do you think God will forgive me for not being at my mother's funeral? And he said, Debbie, I'm not God, but I work for him. And I forgive you, because the preservation of life supersedes everything.
One of the most important teachings in Judaism, he told her, is something called pikuach nefesh. It means saving a life. The idea is that almost any law or tradition should be suspended if it will do that. Cantor Sternin says the conversation helped. It made her realize that the social distancing, the virtual funeral and Shiva, if this was the Jewish teaching, it's what her mother would have wanted.
She's not judging me, nor do I need forgiveness for what has had to happen under the time we're living in. And it makes me feel just a little bit lighter to realize how life is the most important mitzvah of all.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.